It's 10 a.m.
Wake up time!
And you're listening to Utah's most listened to sports radio show.
This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G.
Presented by WCF Insurance.
Reminding you to be careful out there.
On 97.5 1280 The Zone in the Zone Sports Network.
For all the sickness to go gone, because I wanted to play with my friends.
You ever use one of these things that Johnny's got?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You have one of them?
Rocket massager.
And you're supposed to, like,
yeah,
put it on your,
I
like...
do.
Oh, jeez.
I do.
Wow.
Yeah, they got a lot of power. They'll get really deep into the muscle.
Oh, wow.
It's Scotty's massaging his quad. But there's a bunch of different ones. That's which brand is that, Johnny? Oh, that's the Wellness?
Yeah. Ooh. That'll wake you up.
Yeah, those things can absolutely, the VBX Wellness, those things can get deep tissue. They can be a nice, just a kind of a nice, softer massage on the back.
Yeah.
But they're pretty fun. Let me see it, John. Let's see that thing. Get right in on that trap.
Are you on
one that looks like a gun?
Yeah.
Does that make my voice sound weird?
A little bit, yeah. You know,
What does it make my voice just vibrate a little bit?
Sounds like you're one of those, you know, when you're testifying in the dark, those little voice modulators. Or maybe you've been smoking cigarettes for too long and your voice box has been replaced.
with the electronic box?
Yeah.
I was going to do an infomercial with it, but I... How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Life is good. It's a beautiful Thursday. Not a cloud in the sky. Life is good.
Isn't it just an incredible day?
It really is.
And we're having a beautiful spring. I'm so grateful for it. Some overcast weather, some rain. We did have some snow, but look, I'm good with the rain and snow. I love it. I know some people are like, it's spring. It's supposed to be pretty. Utah, weather unpredictable. That's what I want.
Yeah.
I want these big gray clouds to roll in and nasty thunderstorms and good, healthy rain. And then a beautiful day of sunshine like today. It's just been a perfect spring, man.
Yeah, it has been really good. And then I was going to check the weather because it wouldn't bother me too much if it was raining over the weekend. No, it's unfortunately Monday and Tuesday.
No rain this weekend?
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes it's nice when you have a lot of things you need to do around the house or outside in the yard and you're like, man.
Guess I'll just sit there and watch some Breaking Bad.
It's a downpour out there.
Got to sit back and enjoy a little bit of what I want to enjoy.
I think Lloyd's getting annoyed with me because I'm watching Breaking Bad, and it's a pretty intense show. And I know this show's been over and done with a long time ago, but I'm watching it for the first time. And because it's pretty intense and I got kids in the house, I put the kids to bed, and so it's usually 10:30, 11 o'clock, and things are going down. I know Lloyd watched the show and enjoys the show, so I'm texting him at like 11:30 at night. I'm like, oh, man, Hank just took down those two dudes from Mexico. That was crazy.
Dude, I'm right there with you, man. It's
and
all
so
good.
I'm assuming you're probably a little annoyed with Lloyd.
No, not at all. I'm sitting there watching a show anyways, it's all good.
Is Hank a professional wrestler?
No, Hank works for the DEA.
Yeah, Hank is a bad hombre is what Hank is.
He's probably not supposed to be likable in the show, but he's probably the most likable guy on the show.
He's a heavyweight Dirty Harry.
Yeah. Yeah, and not PC at all, says a lot of things that would probably get you fired in most jobs.
Is he the brother-in-law?
He's the brother-in-law, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I remember I watched about 6 episodes. That's what I got.
Yeah.
Just a
Hank cracks
episode,
me up.
Episode experience.
But even Walt's annoying. And then, you know, Jesse used to be pretty likable, but this season I don't like Jesse.
Is Jesse the one on crutches?
No, that's the kid.
That's the kid.
I can't remember his name. Oh, Walt Jr. Jesse's the drug addict.
Okay.
The partner.
Yeah, it's I know that that thing was big. How many seasons did they?
They had 5 seasons. I'm about halfway through season 3, maybe at the tail end of season 3.
Well, you're cruising along.
Oh, man, I feel like they had more. That's why I was thinking. I was kind of surprised that you were as far as you were. I thought they had more seasons.
Okay.
You're like halfway there.
How many quarters did you make it through last night's Jazz game before you clicked?
Oh, no, I watched the Jazz game.
You watched the Jazz game?
I watched the whole Jazz game.
Come on, be honest. All 4 quarters?
All 4. Okay, I will say, like, it was on in the room in the fourth quarter.
I had to pause it. I got up, splashed some cold water in my face, chugged a couple of monsters.
Look at this. We're down here at Elite Works, and Scott's bringing the troops in. There's going to be some yelling and screaming going on here pretty soon, it sounds like.
A full staff meeting.
He's going to start yelling.
He's telling them to ignore
Always them. Be closing.
Ignore the two morons that are out in the front. Don't listen to what they say. Hey, we are at Elite Works. We have an incredible opportunity for you. And if you are one of the early listeners to the Hanson Scotty Show, like you're currently listening, then you're in luck because...
By the way, before they shut the door, Scott's going to be like, coffee's for closers. Always be closing. Yeah, third place, you're fired.
Everybody's heads down.
Have you ever watched Glengarry Glen Ross?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my gosh, it's a crazy movie.
Oh, you have.
Oh, it's
you,
a movie?
You, I've played you that one. You see this watch?
Yes.
This watch is more than your life.
I did see that part of it. But it's what's the movie called?
Glengarry Glen Ross.
No, I haven't. I haven't watched it. 844-523-2777. Free website rebuilds. And Scotty has been generous enough to dig up 6 family packs. 6 ticket family packs to a Bees game. So it's 6 tickets. You get to go out to the Bees game to the first 10 people that call and sign up and get going with their free website rebuild. It's that easy. Just call 844-523-2777. If you're sick of your website, the way it functions or flows, the way it looks, you had a cousin build it, and it's just absolute trash, and it sits there and does nothing for anybody, call, and EliteWorks is going to rebuild it for free, and the first 10 that call in for the free rebuild today, they're going to get the family 6-pack to go out to a Bees game. That's awesome. 844-523-2777.
Let's go. Call that number right now. Let's get you signed up and get you ready to go with that new and brand new website. I mean, these guys are incredible. They can do incredible work, so let's make it happen for you. It's all right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Let's get to it. Time for your starting lineup.
This is Hanson Scotty G.
Let's go!
And now it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the starting lineup. Starting lineup. Presented by University of Utah Health.
Gotta love!
On 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Ingles now the front court. Underhand scoop to Conley. Tries to split the double team. Bounces to Joe. He breaks the 45. Retreats back out for a tough three. Oh! Joe, you're absurd! A three from the left side for Joe Ingles. He's 5 of 8 tonight.
If it's got anything to do with Vegas and JC, I think he's got a good chance of winning it because that's a good combination, those two. I've never in my life, definitely not the last couple of years coming off the bench, honestly thought about it. I don't know if he does. We've never honestly had a conversation about it or talked about it. He's never talked about it. At least not in front of our group or anything. Obviously if you're leading the race for it, there's probably people telling you that. But I don't think it, I mean, I can tell you it doesn't affect me or my thought going into a game. I would be pretty confident saying the same thing for JC and, I mean, we take pride in our roles coming off the bench. I think he's done it, I think, more or less his whole career. I think he said he started 1 year in LA, maybe a little bit there, but his whole career has been that. Mine's been a bit of both. Everywhere I've played, I've kind of mixed in and out. But we take pride in what we bring off the bench for this group and for this team. I think... Fave and I coming in at that kind of 7-8 minute mark, whenever it is, take pride in that. And we know when JC's coming in, we're going to get him going. And I think we play well together. I think we help each other. I think we kind of complement each other well. It's fun out there playing with him. I used to actually like think he was hilarious to watch when I played against him, just this how aggressive he is. And he's just always, regardless of who's out there, how he's shooting, if he's shooting really well, if he's 0-for-10, he plays the same way. And it's an honor to be teammates with him.
There you go. Joe Ingles talking about Jordan Clarkson, and obviously Joe Ingles in a what would be a bench role, having had some starts throughout the season. I'm actually looking up sixth man criteria, Scotty. Correct me if I'm wrong. All you have to do is come off the bench for more games than you start.
I believe so. I believe that's how it plays out.
So if that's the case, Joe Ingles would 100% be eligible for the sixth man of the year. In fact, I'm just looking at some of the averaged minutes. Jason Terry, when he won, averaged 33.7 minutes per game. When Jason Terry won his sixth man award, he averaged nearly 34 minutes a game. So,
well, and then you got Manu, who was playing probably that many minutes too. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to steal your thunder there.
No, it would be my guess. No, yeah. I haven't looked up that number. So that would be my guess, is that his minutes were extremely high. But I just tweeted out, I went through and looked up Joe Ingles' last 2 months. And through the month of March, he shot 54.8% on 73 attempts. He was 40 of 73 for 54.8 in the month of March. And then he was 40 of 78, or has been so far through April. So 40 of 78, which puts him at 51.3% in the month of April. So for the last 2 months, he's gone 80 of 151. That's 53%. 52.9 to be exact, but that's 53% through a two-month stretch.
That's pretty good.
Well, you scratch your head and you think to yourself, when he's got an open look now, it's going down. It's all but in the basket now. That's where he's at with his shooting. And he did attempt a really deep one last night, probably about 6 feet, 7 feet behind the arc.
Maybe. Tried to Damian Lillard a little bit.
A little bit. He wanted to test himself. He did shoot a couple. One in particular that was very much off balance and under contest. But other than that, he finds his good looks and he knocks them down. And I don't know how you determine this. I don't know how the NBA is going to look at this. I don't know if Jordan Clarkson has already done enough damage that he's a shoe-in. But these numbers and the way Joe Ingles performs off the bench has to be looked at.
Well, I think you're right. And it feels like we're going Sophie's Choice here a little bit in trying to determine, who should be the sixth man of the year. But I think it's going to be Jordan Clarkson because of what Locke said yesterday, where it's a matter of, hey, who's got the most points as a guy coming off the bench? Who's got the best per game average? It's Jordan Clarkson. He's going to get the award. And I'm going to be excited for him when he gets it. I think he's got it pretty much wrapped up at this point. But also, Joe Ingles is right there in the running for it. And he's not going to win it, but, maybe he does deserve it. It's tough. I don't want to take anything away from Jordan Clarkson because he's been fantastic all season long. But certainly Joe has made a huge, huge claim for it.
So many great things coming from Joe Ingles. His threes are just spectacular. The way he sets up the offense is just spectacular. He's got 17 starts, Scotty, through 54 games. 17 starts through the 54 games, and we set that over-under at the beginning of the year. Remember, we always do a Joe Ingles games started. We set it at 28.
Oops.
So, what do we got?
He's got how many starts?
17.
He's got 17. We set over under at 28. We got.
I may have taken the over on that, too.
14. We all took the over.
Oh, jeez.
What do we got? But we've got 14 regular season games left, yeah. And we still have a lot
Come
of postseason.
Come on, Quinn. Throw him in there.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if he's able to.
Could be close.
We'll see if he's able. It's not going to be, no, is it? You're not going to get to 28?
I don't think so.
Yeah, we all took the over there, but Joe's been spectacular off the bench. I really had intention to come on the show today and just spend a lot of time with how great the Utah Jazz are, but I do want to make mention of how big of a mess the Houston Rockets are. That was embarrassing what I watched last night. Now, I know Kevin Porter was out of the lineup for another embarrassing reason.
Yeah.
Because those guys are knuckleheads and decided that they wanted to go to the strip club in South Beach when they went to go play Miami. And they ended up in a fight. One dude with facial lacerations. The other dude, Kevin Porter, played about 12 hours after he was at the nightclub, totally breaking NBA COVID protocol.
Yep.
And putting everybody at risk. So that's a mess in and of itself, a disgusting mess in and of itself. And then watching the disorder of their play last night, and, you know, there's something about the flow of a Jazz game, and if you've watched enough of them, there's a flow to it. Like, you feel the rhythms of it. You can feel shots at the early parts of the clock. You can feel shots the back end of the clock. You feel the blender. You know when they're working towards the pick and roll, and there's a flow to everything. Nothing with Houston flows at all. It's just an embarrassment. That team is horrible, and nobody plays inside a system. Everybody tries to play for themselves, and I get that there was probably a bit of desperation because you're down by 15, 18, and then you just start hoisting threes up as you cross past the half court line. Didn't matter who it was, whether it was Olynyk or anybody else. That's an embarrassment. How can we only have 30 teams? This represents the 30 best basketball teams in the entire world. The best coaches, the best players, the best organization of staff and administration. It's supposed to. There's 30 teams. There's 6 billion people in the world, 300 million here in the country. That's the best we could come up with. That trash that I had to watch last night is the best that the Houston Rockets could put on the court while spending $120 million is the force cap is now. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think that's a team that's not interested in winning right now. They're in full tank mode, and when you're part of a team that acts like that from a front office standpoint, it goes down to your players. You know, look, if Porter's playing on a team like the Jazz that have won 43 games. Instead of a lost 43 games or 49 games, or, you know, you're more apt to go spend time in South Beach doing things you shouldn't be doing because there's really no accountability.
Yep.
You know, there's no pride. If you don't feel the pride of a season from your front office,
by the way,
where's your pride?
It's that collection that has brought me to this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's everything.
Yep.
That's encompassing the Houston Rockets.
And so I get the whole, you know, people always talk about this whole tanking thing and look, you know, to a point, it's right. Like, you need those number one, number two, number three overall picks to get those stars to be able to compete in the league, more so in the NBA than anything else. So I understand the process, but in doing so, you do develop a culture in your organization that sometimes is hard to get out of. I mean, the Clippers had number one, number two, number three overall picks for decades, and it took a long time for them to dig out of their culture. Frankly, it took their owner to essentially implode and be forced to sell the team before it really finally started clicking for that team. There's just, you know, we talk about the Cleveland Browns, you know, how hard it is for them to get out of their culture. Culture is hard to change. And sometimes when you develop that bad culture because of looking for great draft picks, it can permeate throughout your whole organization and hands it's impossible to change. And you see embarrassing performances like we saw last night.
You do. It can taint your young guys.
Yeah.
For instance, I was watching Jayshon Tate last night. That guy, you know, has the potential to have incredible talent. Instead, he's running around like a chicken with his head cut off and can't find his shot and is hoisting threes from everywhere. At one point, they put up a stat line, and I'll have to pull up the box score. But at one point, he was 0 of 8 from 3. I don't know where he ended up. maybe 09, 010, probably hoisted up a couple of late. But that's a young guy that's impressionable.
Yes.
And you, I can remember the first three, 4 weeks on the scene with the Indianapolis Colts. You look towards your leaders. Like, you look towards Peyton Manning or Marvin Harrison, and you look and see, okay, how are they preparing? How do they conduct them, their business? How are they handling themselves in the locker room? How are they treating employees? How do they function outside of here? And those initial interactions with those veterans are what you take and kind of how you build yourself. And for these guys to walk into what Houston is right now, this could damage them for 5-6 years.
Yeah.
Or you know, they could make a trade for LeBron James and come in and he instantly makes them a but that's not how you build an organization anymore.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing for me and hard for me to watch that game because there was so much disorder and it's such a despicable effort. But the other the Jazz side of me was like, man, that's nice. Rudy Gobert, he's only got 24 minutes on the court.
Yep.
24 minutes on the court. No stress. Bogdanovich only had 23 minutes on the court. No stress. Let those starters get their legs back under them because they got a Phoenix game coming up here in a week and a half. That's going to be important.
Yeah, very important. Hands and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. We are out and about today here at EliteWorks. You want your website to look great. You want it to be something that not only represents you well on the web, but also generates money for you. Scott's here to help.
This is how we roll, baby.
How he rolls.
This is how we roll.
Hey, a lot of butt chewing going on in there. It looked like you were throwing things against the wall.
I was trying, okay? I said, if you guys can't bring me my sausage McMuffin with egg every morning, then you're out. You're out. I can't take this anymore.
I saw three people walk out the
door. They did. Hey, they're walking there to get it. I told them, you can't drive. Learn from this.
Oh, my gosh. Scotty, I know this. You're a pushover of a boss.
And I know. So I'm going to get everybody breakfast.
Yeah, in like five, ten minutes, you're going to get breakfast. Hey, you are helping people across the state and soon across the country. I know you're branching into other markets, and that's really exciting. But today and today only, the first 10 people that call in for the free website rebuild, again, free website rebuild, you're going to get a family six-pack of tickets to go to the Bees game.
Ah,
how fun is that?
Who doesn't love the Bees?
Who doesn't love going out to the park?
Get a hot dog.
Get a beverage.
Baseball.
Out in the sun.
And it's been a year. They didn't play last year.
I know. This is good. May 6th.
Yeah.
First time in almost 2 years since we've seen baseball.
Which, by the way, this is almost our one-year anniversary coming out to EliteWorks.
Oh, yeah.
That was May 22nd, I think.
Yeah.
May
21st. Was it that long? I thought it was June. For some reason, I thought we were into, June?
I thought it was. Maybe it was June. But it was, I know we're coming up on it pretty quick. A full year that we've been doing this with EliteWorks, offering these free website rebuilds. So if you currently have a website and you don't like the look of it or the function of it, call 844-523-2777. And again, the first 10 calls, you're going to get that family six pack if you move forward with that free website rebuild. And then the other thing we're doing is if we get 10 new builds today, Scotty, you're going to take those 10 new builds, you're going to take the names of those companies, put it in a hat, and you're going to draw one that gets a free new build.
Free. I mean, that normally costs thousands and thousands of dollars, and we'll just do it for free.
You're going to do one free new build today.
Yep, yep.
Call 844-523-2777. And of course, EliteWorks, the software, the build, nobody matches
this. There's nothing a website that a person needs a website to do that you can't fulfill. Right?
That is correct. I mean, we can do so many different things from, you know, obviously having your website up, the e-commerce, we can even do marketing for you, you know, the email marketing if you're doing MailChimp or Constant Contact. We have a CRM attached to it. It'll show you all your historical orders. You can pull reports from it. There's a lot of great things that our site will do. And you got to realize that if you're out there, you're paying a lot of money right now doing all of this. And so you're thinking, okay, they're giving away a free website rebuild. What's the monthly cost here?
Yeah.
And it's as low as only $25 a month. And you're paying that right now just for your website for, you know, almost just your domain or something like
that. By the way, that is the hosting fee. Because yes. The EliteWorks is a separate hosting software. Yeah. So you're not going to be paying Wix $25 a
absolutely.
Month.
Or GoDaddy.
It's just
and
EliteWorks.
Wix. Yeah, absolutely. You're not going to be paying GoDaddy, Wix, Constant Contact,
none of that.
Salesforce, all of these different things that are wrapped up into one. And we can help your business. We've done this with thousands of businesses, right? And we've done this for the last 4 years now. And we have support here in-house that you can call if there's issues.
That's great.
There's no contracts. So if you're not satisfied with what you're getting at EliteWorks.
No problem.
Yeah, just call up. Hey, this isn't working out for me, and it's canceled.
844-523-2777. Be the first to get your free website rebuild and get those tickets.
Absolutely.
Again, let's make it happen. We can't wait to see it come down here. We got to go. Let's go. There's no time
let's
to wait
get
around.
It, baby.
I mean, don't waste around on this. Waste time on this because there's a lot of people out there that are just sitting around thinking, I need to do it. I need to do it. And then they just keep
it's
putting
time.
It off and off.
Yeah.
It's time. Let's
it's
go.
It's time.
Yep. 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hans and Scotty right here on The Zone Sports Network.
The Big Show. The Big Show. With Jake Scott and Gordon Monson.
The transferring and that sort of thing, it's turning into the Wild West. Listen to this tweet from Dick Vitale. Players are informed School X will offer you if you get in the portal. That violates why the rule was put into play.
It's not ideal, and I understand their abuses, but I don't think they overwhelm the freedom individuals should have.
Which they do have. You can transfer wherever. You just couldn't have a scholarship the next year at another spot.
Well, for a lot of people, that makes it very difficult.
Or you could have a scholarship and just not play. You're still going to school.
It's up to coaches to make their programs attractive enough to keep their players.
I think it's another excuse for money to change hands.
Catch The Big Show weekdays from 2 to 7. Presented by Big O Tires, the team you trust. On 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
.38, Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and The Zone Sports Network. What, you got a weird look on your face.
Oh.
A disapproved ear.
Guess how many six-year awards Manu Ginobili racked up?
I would say at least two or three.
I would have said 3 to 4. He has a grand total of one.
Really?
Well, because I was thinking about this. I'm like, who would I consider? And I've got a 15, 16-year, you know, real base to go on. So I don't go back real far. But I was thinking, who would I consider the greatest sixth man ever? And the first guy that came to mind was Manu Ginobili. I would imagine that the first that comes to a lot of people's mind is probably Jamal Crawford.
I always go back to, what's his name? The microwave. Lloyd, what was the old Detroit Piston? He came off the bench too, wasn't it? Vinny Johnson
came off the bench. Lou Williams is one that has been around for a lot of years as a sixth man. There's only five multiple time winners. Detlef Schrempf, Ricky Pierce, Kevin McHale, Jamal Crawford, and Lou Williams.
Huh.
So only five players that have ever won it more than once. And I can't believe that Manu Ginobili is not in that. There was an alternating list that went down for a lot of years. Eric Gordon, Jamal Crawford, Lou Williams, J.R. Smith, James Harden was the sixth man of the year award before leaving Oklahoma City.
Yeah, when he was at Oklahoma City, that makes sense.
Lamar Odom, Jason Terry. And then Manu Ginobili in 2007, 2008. Leandro Barbosa with that Suns team.
Yep.
That was
the 7 seconds or less team.
That was a lot of fun. That team was a lot of fun. I think that was kind of the start of some of the things.
Oh, 100%.
That we've seen. And then after that, you've got Mike Miller and Ben Gordon to round off things to 2005. So that's your sixth man of the year award winners, and just surprised Manu Ginobili wasn't in there more.
Yeah, that's a little surprising. And then, you know, I think it eventually settled into a starting role, which may have taken some of that away. But, dude, that dude was the Energizer Bunny coming off the bench.
Well, that's a good point. Were there? Do you think there were quite a few years that he didn't qualify because of starts?
I think so, yeah.
All right. Well, that helps a little bit.
But I would have been with you. I would have said at least two or three.
Yep. Nope. Just one.
And it's just classic David Locke. I mean, it just makes me laugh yesterday when, like, hey, David, should Joe Ingles be in for the sixth man? Yes. Well, you know, a lot of people are talked to. Well, they're dumb. Like, okay. Maybe it's good he's not traveling with the team. Right
now. Might be because you really could continue to make an argument for Jordan Clarkson. And we'll see how Jordan Clarkson finishes off the season. Remember, he went through two pretty nasty injuries.
Yeah, and, you know, missed, what, four or five games?
Mm-hmm.
And then because of that injury, had a little bit of a slump. Stats mm-hmm. kind of dropped down a little bit.
But as of late, has definitely come back around.
You know, so there's a lot of guys out there that claim they don't care about individual honors. But I don't believe 99% of them. I believe it when Joe Ingles doesn't really care about that stuff.
I do. Joe, yes. I wouldn't believe Jordan. If Jordan
doesn't mean
anything to me.
Like Joe, like I think the NBA was dying to have, and from some of the conversation I've had too, the NBA did a lot of work on Joe Ingles to try to get him out for the 3-point shooting contest. And Joe wanted no part of it. None.
So do you think an all-star thing means anything? It's crazy to me to think that just wearing the Boomer outfit is still the most important thing to him.
Yep. He told us that. I think he said that to us directly.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
The putting on that green Boomer jersey for the Australian national team was the highlight of his life.
That was the most important thing for him.
Yeah.
Not an all-star, not an NBA all-team, not none of that. Just wearing the Boomer's jersey, which, good for him. That's great.
Didn't get paid a lick.
Guy that keeps it in perspective.
Apparently. Well, I mean, there's something about playing for your national team, too. I mean, I think to be able to play in Olympics and to be able to represent your country, that hits really close to home.
It does. It does. It is very meaningful and obviously means the world to him. Jordan Clarkson was fantastic last night, navigating the court, getting around, knocking down his threes. He was 4 of 9 from three last night.
Yeah.
4 of 9 from three at 22 points. And Jordan Clarkson was great. You know who else was great last night? George Niang.
Yeah. Gorgeous Georges is making it happen.
God, Gorgeous Georges. He's making it happen. And remember, we talked about this going back a couple weeks ago. When he starts knocking down shots, everything's different. It changes the entire feel and flow of a game. All of a sudden, everybody's like, oh, you got to be kidding me. Another leak springing in the dam. Then there's no way that we can't account for that one.
This guy, too?
This guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, George Niang is something else, man. He only attempted one shot inside the three and knocked it down. He every once in a while, he'll drive at the rim. He'll come to that baseline. But he's really good off the ball. In fact, I challenge people, watch on an offensive possession. Don't watch the ball. Watch away from the ball. Just watch Niang and what he does and some of the tricks that he pulls. The way he draws defenders, the way he will rotate back out to the perimeter. He'll sit for a second. They'll close out because of potential pass out. He'll dive back in. His movement away from ball does a lot to draw the defenders, to give Jordan Clarkson a run at the rim, or to give Rudy Gobert or Derek Favors the ability to finish at the rim off of a Mike Conley alley-oop. That's what Niang does when he's hitting on the perimeter. Just changes the flow of the game. And he's still one of my favorites to watch out there.
10:45, Hans and Scotty. We got to get Buller to sneak that into a call. He hits a big three. Gorgeous Georges for three.
I really want him to.
We'll bring that up to Buller on Friday.
We'll talk to him about it tomorrow.
I don't know if we get locked into it.
That's not a hard one to get in.
I think, it just rolls off the tongue. I think it's a real easy thing to say.
I like the minivan, but the Gorgeous Georges.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you don't know where the Gorgeous Georges is coming from, he spells his name G-E-O-R Burges. He's got an S at the end. And Scotty and I asked him why why he's got the S at the end of George. And he said that his mom felt like he was really big, so she thought there was just more of George. George's.
Enormous George's.
Do you remember when he said that?
Yeah.
I laughed so hard, man. I'm like, gosh, this guy's a nut. He's so funny.
Hands and Scotty, 1046. We're live here at EliteWorks. Go to EliteWorks.com. Get that website rebuilt for free. Go to EliteWorks.com. This is Hands and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Time now to welcome in John Beck, the former BYU quarterback, now a QB coach.
I wanted to ask you about the intangibles because it seems like Zach Wilson really wants it. Is that a fair assessment?
Absolutely. I do believe that Zach Wilson has a great mindset, a great work ethic. There are times I almost feel like I'm talking to my younger self. And maybe that's why Zach and I feel like we click so well and connect so well, because I can say something in a way that it's as if I'm giving my 20-year-old self advice on this end, and it works for Zach, and he totally gets it. And I think that that's why this has been, you know, such a good thing, and I'm super excited for the future. I do believe that Zach Wilson does so many right things. I believe the way that he has his makeup set right now is putting him in a good place, and then he's going to have to keep working at it.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
All right, let's go.
You don't have time to watch every game or read every story. Fortunately, we do. Here's what you may have missed on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hey, get your foursome together. Sign up today for the Dyslexia Center of Utah Charity Golf Tournament. It all happens on May 13th at Cedar Hills Golf Course. 100% of those proceeds will go to the Dyslexia Center Scholarship Fund. Space is limited. Go to dyslexiacenterofutah.org. That's dyslexiacenterofutah.org for more information.
Get signed up. I'll be out there. I'm going to be golfing in that thing. That Dyslexia Center means a lot to me. I think it means a lot to this community, and we sure would appreciate your help.
What you may have missed, big day yesterday for Weber State. They led all schools with 13 players named to the Big Sky All-Conference team. Also, in addition to that, senior linebacker Connor Mortensen was the Big Sky Defensive Player of the Year. And running back Dante McMillan was honored as the co-Big Sky Freshman of the Year.
Good for him.
9 players named to the All-Conference first team, with 4 players on the second team. It's the third straight year that Weber State has led All-Conference for most players on All-Conference selections.
And yet they're an 8 seed.
Yeah. Things were quite a bit different this year. Obviously, amount of games were limited. Amount of teams playing in the Big Sky.
The Montanas didn't play.
Yep, was limited. So you knew that Weber State would kind of have a bolstered appearance on the all Big Sky teams. But that's no surprise to me. And congratulations to Connor. That's awesome. Great linebacker.
It's
a fun team. And young. You're going to see a lot of these Weber State Wildcats back, and apparently you're going to see Jay Hill back, which is incredible.
That's going to be – I mean, that's the beauty of playing in the spring is that, there's nobody to steal your coach away.
You get him for an 8th season. I think that this upcoming season will be Jay Hill's 8th season.
That sounds about right.
This was his 7th that he was just wrapping up. The other thing I wanted to hit with you in what you may have missed, Scotty, I was very interested in this, and I've got a very hard opinion on this, and so I'll just kind of sit back. I just want to give the information on this.
All right.
So you've got the 2021 Summer Olympics that are coming up in Tokyo.
Okay.
The International Olympic Committee went and took a poll of all 3,000 let's see, I want to find just over 3,500 Olympic athletes that are going to be participating in Tokyo. And they took a poll of these 3,500 Olympic athletes and said, essentially, are you okay with any type of, you know, kneeling during anthems? And it's not just about America. It's any country.
It's a lot of anthems going to be played.
Any country, any anthem.
Yeah.
Are you okay with any protests going on during our Olympics? Just over 70% of the athletes said that they did not want to see protests inside stadiums, at ceremonies, or at the podiums. So what the International Olympic Committee did is they've now outlawed any type of protests at stadiums, ceremonies, or podiums. They're not saying you can't do it outside of those three areas, but inside of those three areas, you will be penalized. And I don't know what the penalty consists of.
Hand us back that bronze medal. You don't get it.
I don't know what that – yeah, I don't know. You know, that'll be the interesting thing, right? Like, what if guy wins gold and he's got it around his neck and he decides that's my time? Well, what's the penalty? Let's say it's somebody that's up in years and has a real cause for their country. By the way, people that think America has the world cornered on issues, come on. Think bigger than that. Got to think bigger than that.
Yeah.
We do not have the world cornered on issues. There are some very big things worldwide that people are suffering from. And to think that we're the only ones that might protest, you're absolutely fooling yourselves. And people are seeing the effects of these protests, and they're becoming more and more rampant. And the Olympic Committee is getting out in front of them and saying, it's done. I don't know what they're going to do to an Olympic gold medalist that's not going to be here for the next 4 years or in another 4 years to compete.
Yeah.
And is like, this is my time to show my country how I feel about this situation. I don't think there's anything they can do. They can't take away the gold medal.
I wouldn't think so.
And even if they did, the guy could go out and create one himself and say, hey, by the way, this is an image of me winning the gold medal. Like, it wouldn't make a difference. But they have come down very hard on it. So,
but –
it will not be allowed.
But to your point, based on the story, it's based on the wants and wishes of the majority of the athletes.
Exactly. Over 70% of the 3,500 athletes that will be competing here in a couple months?
Yeah.
We're just a couple months away, aren't we?
Yeah.
All right. Said that they do not want any protesting.
Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Scotty's hanging out with us once again. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing amazing.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
You must be doing amazing because you're giving away Bees tickets
all day long.
With anybody that calls in and takes advantage of the free rebuild.
Yep.
So if you've got a website, anybody out there with a website,
yep,
you are instantly eligible to call in, get the website rebuild, and get a family six-pack of tickets to go out to a game.
Absolutely. It's a fantastic deal to get out, get with your family, go to a Bees game, get a new website rebuilt. It's going to cost you, you know, if it's just a simple website rebuild, we're just replacing that content, giving it a refresh. It's absolutely free.
It's free.
And we have website designers that are so good, and they do this all day long. Build and create websites to make it look and feel the way that you want and need. And those individuals will absolutely take your website that you currently have and put it in, you know, bring it into 2021 instead of, you know, 2002.
Where Cousin Eddie was on the computer hacking away, trying to build you a business site.
Cousin Eddie came with his with his camper, and that's a bad thing.
His camper
happen.
And his Mac.
Yeah.
844-523-2777. That's the number to call. Call it now. We've got plenty of people standing by to take the calls. And you're calling right here to Lehi, Utah.
Yeah.
To get your website taken care of. You're going to be talking to really just the great staff here at EliteWorks. 844-523-2777 for your free website rebuild. And we still do have the Bees tickets available.
Yes, so yes.
You're going to get those. And then if you need a new build, we're taking the first 10 calls for new builds, putting it into a hat, and we are going to draw a free new build out of 10 new builds that call in today, correct?
That is correct.
So if you've wanting to build a new website.
Oh, you got a business. Day.
Today's your day.
Today's roll the dice. Scotty,
building new sites, it's way more affordable than it's ever been.
Way more affordable. And most website builds, new ones, are, you know, minimum $3,500, and it goes up into the six figures or more, right? Jeez. And I mean, there's no question, most of our new website builds will, you know, quote people around anywhere from $1,500 to $2,000. And so absolutely, if you have an idea, you have a website you want to do, call in and we can help you create that. And it's, you know, it's the face of your business. You need to have a good-looking website. When people are looking and researching you, where they're going to go first, no questions asked, is they're going up to your website to figure out what you're all about. Mm-hmm. And if your website looks like garbage, you may lose a customer.
Yeah, you might. It's important for
good chance, actually. Yeah.
A great chance.
844-523-2777. Call us today. Yep. That's where you get the bees tickets and get put in for the free website new build,
yep.
Not a rebuild, which is just an incredible opportunity. That's a $1,500, $2,000 giveaway
there. Yeah, it is.
And all you got to do is call 844-523-2777.
That's the number to call. Let's go. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.